the editors.
Story and pictures made by beautiful Ben.
Is he pretty beautiful?
No.
Why did he say that?
Oh, just to be funny.
Isn't it really made by Maurice Sendak?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that?
Yeah. He only did that to be funny. Then
it was cute, though.
Then Jim said, maybe we should get another person to take your place.
And what did he say then?
And then he said, I can do it.
He'll do it right.
Well, then he says, this story called World Things, made by, who's that man again?
Maurice Sendak.
Yeah, and then he says,
can Marky talk?
He wants to know about.
Yeah, but Marky will just say something.
No, I want to know about my son Eric.
What? What do you want to know about Eric?
I want to know about Lars. Lars Eric flowed the walk up, down, up, right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ross,
yeah.
Do you know what he means?
What? No.
What do you, Mark, say it again. Liza Eric?
Not on his eye.
Not on his eye? Okay, now Mark.
No, not on her
Mark,
eye.
Mark, would you let Laurie Savelle do that?
Do what? No. Her friend Eric.
Her friend Eric, okay. Now, Marky, can you let Ross finish his story, please? Okay? Good
but,
boy.
But,
no, wait,
but I have to finish my. But I have to. Do the whole one, and then, but he's my friend Eric, too. But that's his too.
Okay, now can Ross tell his story, please?
Yes, but we have.
No buts. Now go ahead, Ross. Your turn.
Then after Ben does, I want to tell Mom. The beautiful, I heard that.
Mark, you're messing up Ross's story.
Maybe Mark should go in the other room.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark?
No, he'll. He's going to let Ross talk now. Okay, Ross, go ahead.
And then he says, Max was in his room making one kind, and then he turns the page and he says, and another. And then I pick up a fork and I run after Marie Hall and she's the dog, and we run around a circle and I try to eat her.
Max is pretty bad sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Yeah. And then what happened?
And then...
You mean Johnny.
And then his mom says, no. Then Ben says, and his mother called him Wild Thing. And Stacy said, called me Wild Thing. and then he says, but Max said, I'll eat you up. And then I say, I'll eat you up too. And then she sends me to the boat. That's my bed. And then the forest grows. And the stream comes out of the boat. I jump in the boat. When I was already in it. And then when I come to learn, the wild things are, they do their big things.
Right.
And they say, he says, they, to where they, he sailed through a world of the day and through the night and through the night and a world maybe awake.
Uh-huh.
And then
to where there were other things.
Yeah. And then they do their wine.
Mm-hmm.
Loud and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I say the word magic. Turn into all their yellow eyes, and then and when I do that, it's turned into all those eyes, into all their eyes, and put my claws up next to my eyes.
Oh boy, this
thing's
fine.
Then says, now let the wild rumpus start, and then I say, now let the wild rumpus, no, he says, and then Matt says, now let the wild rumpus start, so I say, now let the wild rumpus start.
Do you say it real loud?
No, not in the dark.
Oh, no, you gotta say it really loud.
In the dark.
I'll remember, Dad.
Okay, let's see it right real loud right now.
No.
We'll just try it real loud and see.
Huh?
No, if mommy turns on a while.
Well,
they put on the Saturday Night Fever, and we all dance around,
uh-huh.
like wild things.
Uh-huh.
And then when they turn the music off, Ben says, start singing, and he says, and Matt said, now stop. And they say, now stop!
Do your hands.
Now stop! And then he says, they named him the moose. Oh, I forgot. When I say, stay still, they, Brian comes out and puts the crown on me.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, he's the one to put it on.
Oh, yeah, right. Why did he put a crown on you?
Oh, we voted, and he got the highest number.
Okay.
And then Ben says, and Max sent them off to bed without eating and one single thing. And then I point down at the ground, they go, and then they go on to the ground. I sit on the boat, and Ben says, Max is lonely, and he wants to be somewhere where someone really loved him. And then all across the world, he saw good things to me. And he sniffed the air. And then I go like...
Uh-huh. And then
you lick your toe.
Yeah.
Then he says, then Ben says, so Max, the king of all the wild things, gave up being king of all the wild things. Then I throw the crown right into the water.
Yeah.
And then they wake up and he says, oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so. And then they say, oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so.
Right.
And he says, Max said no. And then I say no. And then they do that thing all over again. He says, and they roar their terrible roars. And they roar. And then they say, and they roll their terrible eyes. And they roll their eyes. And then he says, and they mash their terrible teeth, and they go. And then he says, and they showed their terrible claws, and they show their claws to me. And then I step to my boat and say, and go, and he says, and he said, and he said, and he, and I wave goodbye, and then I go, and we go rocking. And then we get to the home, and Stacy brings a food, well, a carrot, a tray with food, and a bowl.
Is she your mommy?
Yeah. And then I go, and then I walk to my room and put my finger in the soup, and I put it in my mouth, and I say, yowch! Then that's the room.
Okay, let's all
do it. Me too, I
can.
Yeah,
now Marky's
good. I put it in it, and I
can
get out.
Okay, Marky, do you go over where the wild things are?
No.
Good night.
He's going to see it.
You're going to go see the plane? Now, what, Marky?
Yeah.
Ross, lie down. Marky's going to tell a story now. Marky, you go.
But I'm going to go.
You tell the story.
I'm going to put...
Marky's telling a story.
Once upon a time, there was I can't remember.
A mommy and a daddy and two little boys.
And creepy crawlies.
Ooh, yeah. What do they do, honey?
They walk around.
Ross, Marty's turn to tell the story.
They go down to one part.
No, it's Marty's.
And we have
lights on a house. And on schools. And new ones, and another one, and another one for boss.
This is May 27th, this is about Ross. I was facing him and asked him, I was facing him and had two cats in either hand, and I asked him, which cat is yours? And he was going to describe it. And I said, is it on your right hand or on your left hand? And he rolled up his sleeve to look at one of his arms, to look at his right arm, because I think there's a mark on his arm that he tells which one it is. And so he identified his right arm by looking at it. And then he turned his back to me so that he was in the same position as I was. He didn't completely turn around, he only half turned, but basically got in facing the same direction I was, and then told me that the cat was on his left. When he was facing me, of course, the cat was on his right, and by the time he had turned around, the cat would be on his left.
I told Ross that if you wanted something to really make bubbles with, you ought to try honey. He found that Kool-Aid wasn't thick enough to make bubbles. He really stood up and I let him try the honey, and there really wasn't very much there, and he had a hard time blowing into it. And I said, well, maybe if we had more, it would work. He said, no, even if we had more, it still wouldn't work, because it's really hard to blow bubbles into it. It's too sticky. Maybe we should try, this is all Russ, maybe we should try something that's not so sticky. What do you think would be not so sticky, Russ? What do you think we should try besides honey?
Daddy.
Just a minute, Mark.
A glass of syrup.
You think that would really work? The other boys.
Do you mean Todd and Owen?
And Aaron? Yeah. Todd and Aaron and Joey and Brian and Ryan. Why not?
Because we didn't invite them.
Oh, I thought they were in the bed.
No.
That's funny.
They all can't be in the bed because there's no more room. Rooms up.
But weren't they here when I left?
No.
Maybe they're hiding under the bed.
No.
You sure, Russ?
Okay.
You're not just joking?
No.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
I need it a little.
Oh no, we can't do much.
A little light.
No.
Please.
You have a little light from the corner over there. See the corner of the window?
Yeah, Daddy.
That'll be enough.
I need more than just that.
No, that'll be enough. Tell me why you need light.
Well, because you know why?
Yeah.
I can't tell stories in the dark.
Why is that?
Well, I'm afraid that I might take my skull away.
The skull comes off of your head?
No, I think that that my cells, my skull will duck down into the bones.
Uh-huh.
And then my head will flop over.
Uh-huh. But that's not real, is it?
So maybe it will get unpacked.
Is it hard to see pictures in the dark?
Yeah.
Is it hard to think of things?
Yeah.
How does Jedi start? What are they doing when they start?
I don't know.
You don't remember what Mommy read to you?
Okay.
Ever anything?
Wait.
Okay. Nothing?
They only fight.
Yeah, and then what?
The bad guys and talk to each other.
Okay, Ross is going to tell the story. Story of Jedi, Mark.
And after a time, and a long time ago, in outer space, there was this little planet full of trees and mountains. There are these little creatures here in these little tents. They were called Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Ewoks. The planet of the Ewoks had been very old. The Ewoks had made very less fires there because they loved the beautiful smell of the air. And they knew if they burned too much fire for their fire camp when they go out hiking in the mountains, it would burn their special cave that they had under the ground where all the mountains were covering it. They kept their little weapons up in the little drawer in their little coats of fur. When they were going out hunting to find firewood, they took their little coats and put them on with their weapons inside. So if any people try to take them away, they can scare them away from them.
How interesting. And then is there any more of that story?
Yes.
Okay.
And they have these little creatures to ride on named tree stompers.
Oh, really?
Because they love to stomp on trees.
Really?
The little Ewoks do not let them because they think that they might step on them be by accident.
Oh, terrible.
So when they want to step on trees, they tie them to the trees instead of stepping on them. One day, when they were going out in the mountains, and they put their coats on, but their weapons fell out.
Uh-huh.
And they were riding up a mountain, and a big blob of slime came rolling down the hill. Their little tree stompers did not see it. It was rolling down the under cave.
Oh.
And heading right for their weapons. When they heard a little squeak of a mouse that was inside, they rushed down the hill and into the door, and the slime was heading to the gun, to their weapons. So it could gobble them up. Then they had little extra weapons that were kind of like lightsabers, except when they pressed the button, light didn't come out. Only little bullets that can stop things from eating up their weapons. So they took those little extra weapons out and aimed at the slime.
Great. Is that any more? Do you know any more yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they ran to get their weapons, stuck them around their coat, but they fell out the hole that they came out. Then that very night, they had to sew the bottom of their pockets. So when they put their little weapons in, they would stay that way.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So the next morning, when they went out to ride for firewood, this big planet called Mountain Flayed was coming towards the mountains and trees of the planet Ewok Stump, where the Ewoks all lived.
Uh-huh.
It was coming right to smack it.
Mm. Wow.
They went on their horses to the very top of the mountain that reached them up to the very top of space, and then they saw this big ball, and it was Mountain Stomp, and it was heading right for their home to smash it.
Mm.
So they took their little weapons and raised them right at it and shot it, and it blew up into 1,000 pieces.
Oh, good.
Then some a human popped out from a hole, and they said, "Stand still." And his, the man's name was Han Solo.
Oh.
Captain of the Millennium Falcon. His co-pilot, his Wookiee, his 5 foot Wookiee, foot Wookiee was with him. His co-pilot, Chewbacca. They call him Chewie for short.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise their weapons at them, and they raise their guns at them, and they said, hey, what's going on here? Should we shoot you or should you shoot us? And then they said, I don't know. And then they both popped up and screamed at each other and ran into each other.
And then that's it, huh?
No, then they bumped into faces. They said, hey, which are you, Han Solo, or are you wicked like I am?
Oh.
And then one said to Chewbacca, can you give me a ball cap? He said, whoo! And she said, oh, no thanks. because he opened his mouth and licked his lips, and she thought that he was going to eat her.
Oh, was she little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a little one Jedi Knight who was still training popped up behind his two friends. Han Solo, Chewbacca. His name was Luke Skywalker.
Ah.
He popped up between them, and then they said, hey, who are you? Now is there 3 against 1, or is there 1 against nothing? Each other, no reason, and they said, there's a bow, whoa, whoa, bow, bow, do, because they want, and they really want to say bye-bye, because they want to make the other one, because they both want to make each other go to sleep.